This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been an amazing Thursday. Every day keeps getting better and better and better. Remember that little tiff I was talking about? The war I said was going to be coming inside the Democrat Party? I actually have another little Nancy Pelosi tidbit on that that is juicy. She sat down with Andrea Mitchell. I'm going to play that for you here in just a moment. We have great things happening in the country. There's Trump's more popular than ever. Democrats are less popular than ever. How long will that last? We'll discuss that. NASA's finally removing all the pronouns from the email signatures. So for once, we can have a space agency that gets back to focusing on important things like Uranus. We'll do some emails, some more U.S. aid stuff. Why are you making that face, Chris? All that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And a reminder to you that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I'm going to tell you why I'm kind of out on soap. Before I get to that, just bear with me, Chris. So just to recap, I know you remember this, but remember Joe Biden? He gave that terrible debate performance where he just essentially fried out on national television in front of Trump. It was great. He just couldn't function anymore. And so the whole country got introduced to the Joe Biden. You already knew he was like that. I knew he was like that. But Norm and Norma woke up and thought, oh my gosh, that's pretty bad. So Joe Biden fries out on national television. Now, let me ask you, because you pay attention to this stuff. You're the hyper-informed, as I call you. We're the ones who pay attention. Who was, if you had to name one person, I know there were multiple people involved, who was the ringleader of pushing Joe Biden out of the race for president? If you and I talked about it every single night on this show. And yes, I'm aware of all the names that were involved. I got it. Who was what you would say the ringleader of it? The real driver of it. Nancy Pelosi. Everyone knows it. I know Chuck Schumer was involved, and I know Barack Obama and George Clooney, and I got all that. But we now know through public statements from Jill Biden's people, we know who they blame. Nancy Pelosi. Jill Biden, it wasn't that long ago. We talked about it on the show. She said, I've known Nancy Pelosi for years. How could she? And Nancy Pelosi has been asked point blank on other news shows. I heard Joe Biden. Remember that? I forget what show it was. I heard Joe Biden is very angry with you, Nancy, that he's angry with you for pushing him out of the race. So this is not exactly a secret. And, oh, you have it, Chris? Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Play that.
He made the decision for the country. My concern was not about the president. It was about his campaign.
She's been all over the news. She has never once denied it. Nancy Pelosi, if not the only, she wasn't the only, but was the main driving force behind pushing Joe Biden out of office. Now, pause on that. Put that in your back pocket for a moment. Remember the talk we had about Dome, about Kamala Harris, and how I told you I think she's completely sunk at any chance of earning the nomination again for 2028. And that's not just because of her horrific personality. It's because she offended the Democrat donor class. They bundled $1.5 billion for her, handed her the nomination, handed her $1.5 billion, and she got slaughtered. And that is going to make it almost impossible for her to receive powerful Democrat support to make another run at the presidency. Remember when we had that talk? Okay, so now reach back in your back pocket and pull out the Nancy Pelosi push Joe Biden now. That makes Nancy Pelosi largely responsible for Joe Biden not being in the race, meaning she pretty much gave it to Kamala Harris. Now Nancy Pelosi is on the news saying things like this.
President Biden has said that he thinks he could have won if he hadn't been pressured to step down. Do you agree?
Well, all I know is that we won a seat in the House. We did not lose any seats. You know, people were like, well, the Democrats lost. No, we did not. I think it would have been quite different with President Biden at the top of the ticket.
For one, we'll get over the, what's that word you people use, Chris? Chutzpah? We'll get over the, you, what? I even put the H on it, like you said. I said that right. Yeah, I did. What do you mean? Whatever. We'll get over the, I'll stick with my words, the gall of being the one that pushes Joe Biden out and then turning around and saying, let's move past that and get right to this. In politics, that may sound benign to normal people. Well, I mean, I liked our chances better if he was in. That may sound like a throwaway benign line to normal people. But because politicians have to be so careful with their words and how they speak about someone else, that Nancy Pelosi saying that about Kamala Harris is the political equivalent of taking a bucket of liquidy manure and dumping it on Kamala Harris's head on national television. That is, that I guarantee those comments have already been played for Kamala Harris multiple times privately. I guarantee you Kamala Harris has cussed about those comments. And without question, Kamala Harris has decided because of those comments that Nancy Pelosi is her enemy for life. And Nancy Pelosi is not a woman who chooses her words by accident. Even though she's ancient, even though her dentures are falling out, even though she's hammered all the time, Nancy Pelosi chooses her words carefully, meaning Nancy Pelosi on national television on purpose felt completely comfortable slipping a knife in between Kamala Harris's ribs. That is quite a statement. Quite a statement. Wow, I know I pushed Joe out, but probably could have won if we didn't have that moron dome. Ooh. Ooh. Mm. That hurts. Oh, before I get to the emails, I'm going to tell you why I'm out on soap. I think I am. Now, let me explain, Chris. So, upstairs, I occasionally will, I have like a den up there. I occasionally will put snacks and things like that upstairs because I don't want to go downstairs. Just hear me out, Chris. And one of the things I have up there is a cup. It's one cup. We don't have the dishes upstairs. So if I'm whatever I'm having, whether maybe I'm in the mood for a glass of orange juice, maybe it's a Gatorade, maybe I want a glass of chocolate milk. I do that every night. Maybe I'm in the mood for a bourbon. Whatever I'm in the mood for, I use the same cup. And people say that's gross. And Ob found it. And she's like, hey, when is the last time this has even been through the dishwasher? I said, you don't understand. I do clean it. And she said, with what dish soap? We don't even have dish soap up here, Jess. I've been using the hot water method where I just put it under the water. Listen, hear me out, Chris. And I let the water get super hot and I just run hot water through it for a minute or so. By the time I pull it out of that hot water, you can't smell at all what I previously had in it. It's completely clean. I've been drinking out of this glass for like a year and I feel great. Chris? I'm not even sick. I feel great. I think that we've all been sold a lie about soap. I think soap does nothing, that the hot water does everything. What, Chris? What? It's not the bourbon that's killing everything. No, no, that's a rarity. It's mostly like milk and juice and things like that. But I'll pour a glass of orange juice, drink it. Oh, I want some chocolate milk. Whoop, just put some hot water in there for a minute. Put it up to the old nose, give it the smell test. smells totally fine, just like it came out of the dishwasher. I think Big Soap has been lying to all of us for the longest time. In fact, I don't know if I'm going to use soap in the shower tomorrow. Now, hear me out. What if we did a test, Chris? That's not very nice. What if we did a test? What if I went a week without soap and I just test and see if Ob says anything? I can't trust you, Chris. You or Corey will be mean to me no matter what, and you'll make up some vicious lies. But if I do this without Ob's knowledge, I just do it, ride it out, and wait and see if she says anything about how I smell. I think I'm onto something. I really, what, Chris? It would be nice if I had some support from you. Look, I've told you before, I believe in natural things. That's why I talk to people about Rough Greens, natural herbal supplements. You see, your dog doesn't get any nutrition from his dog food. Your cat doesn't either. So how do you get them vitamins and minerals, probiotics and omega oils? How did I get Fred to stop getting sick after every meal and now he never has any problems? How did that happen? I sprinkle Rough Greens on his food. I didn't have to switch out his dog food, go buy some special blend, because it's all brown, it's all dead, there's nothing in it. Rough Greens is alive, and Rough Greens will keep that pet that's part of your family alive. That's why we give it to Fred, so we can continue to enjoy that dog for as long as humanly possible. Whether you have a puppy, an old dog, no matter what, you're going to see physical differences in that dog once you start giving them nutrition for the first time. And your cat. And they, look, they give out free Jumpstart trial bags. It's pretty confident, right? Call 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Let's talk about riding the popularity wave next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I have kind of an out of control pen situation. I like to fidget with the pen. If you watch, you know you can watch me do the show on the first TV. They simulcast it. And you know I talk with my hands a lot. And I have a pen in my hand lots of the times. I'm sorry, I'm a fidgety person. I don't like to sit still. I hate sitting down. Only today I've got this bad habit of doing the pen flipping and stuff like that. When the pen is out and there's just ink everywhere, and you don't care about any of this at all, but I'm just here putting my problems onto you. It's what I do. Sick boy, part-time Jesse. It's not very nice. Like most anti-communists, I couldn't be happier with everything President Trump is doing. However, I do have one major concern. I'm afraid if he doesn't bring Norm and Norma along with him, it can all be undone in the future. Considering the massive shift that's taking place, a lot of uninformed people don't understand. So it says, I hope you get better soon, sick boy. It says his name is Dave. Okay, so it's an interesting concept. It's an interesting thought. I'm worried, what if Norm and Norma aren't enjoying this? What if they aren't coming along? And look, here's an article from the Daily Fetched. President Trump rides wave of peak popularity amid rapid overhaul of the government. First, let me put your mind at ease. You know, they're always polling everything. Every side, every entity, they're all polling everything all the time. What's popular, what works, what doesn't work. So daily poll numbers come rolling in. The American people, as of right now, hear me on that, they like Trump more now than they did before they voted for him. As of right now, the Republican Party's popularity and Trump's are at all-time highs, and Democrat popularity is all-time low. So let me put your mind at ease about what's happening right now. What Donald Trump is doing is not just music to your ears and my ears, laying off all these government corrupt scumbags. The American public likes that too. And when you expose the dirty deeds that have been done to the taxpayer. Remember, this is all about the American people's money. When you expose those dirty deeds to Norm and Norma, they're borderline indefensible. Indefensible. The American people want to see it, and the more they see it, the angrier they get, and that anger is only going one way, as it pretty much should, even though Republicans probably do deserve some blame because they're weak and pathetic. But the blame is going towards the Democrat Party. what's happening right now is popular. Now, that said, what Trump cannot do, and he right now has shown no indication that he's going to do this, is turn around and chase only what is popular. Because there are short-term gains and there are long-term gains. If Trump focuses only on what the people want right now, that's a short-term gain. If Trump spends his 4 years dismantling the power structure of the communists in this country, dismantling it by defunding it, you know, remember, it's all funded with our money, or at least most of it is. If he dismantles it by defunding it, if he dismantles it by dismantling the Department of Education, which he's going to do, as I told you last night, he's going to move forward with that. Those are the two power columns of American communism. I don't care if by the end of his 4 years, he's the least popular president of all time, and he's so unpopular, he ushers in a Democrat president the next time, President Newsom. Now, that's not what I want, right? But even if that was the case, if Trump succeeds in cleaning out the communist scum from the government, if he succeeds in cutting off the gravy train from the communist activism both here and around the globe, if he succeeds, at least in part, in removing communism from the education system, then even if it gives us 8 freaking years of Gavin Newsom, in the long run, we can save the United States of America for our children and our grandchildren because the communist power base will have been dismantled. Or if it goes the complete opposite route, he just does this popular thing and that popular thing, and he never goes after the communist foundation. And at the end of his 4 years, he's majorly popular. They're putting his face on Mount Rushmore. Woo, let's go, Trump. We get 8 years of J.D. Vance. But during Trump's time, he doesn't touch the communist power base. In the long run, we will have lost the United States of America. We'll get to feel good for 4 years. We'll get to feel good for 8 years. We'll do some good things on the border, maybe internationally, maybe get the military back up. But that is a short-term gain, not a long-term gain. And you know where you can see proof of this? You can see proof of this by the way the communists have conducted themselves for decades. Always, always, always focusing on the long term. The long term. Okay, it cost you this election. So what? Get some more bureaucrats in there. It cost you this. So what? We've got this cemented into law. It cost you this. The communist doesn't think like that. He thinks about the long march through the institutions. He has achieved success in that long march. They have seized all the institutions. We must now long march through them ourselves. And the task is going to be daunting. Don't get me wrong, or don't get it wrong, I should say. Don't think that all 4 years are going to be as easy and fun as this first couple weeks have been. Did you hear, along those lines, did you hear what Tom Homan said about the failed raid on Tren de Aragua? Did you hear that? If you haven't, I'll play it for you in just a moment. Let me read this email. Pinkest of flowers. I hate you guys. Please tell me you negotiated into your advertising deal with Hillsdale College an honorary degree. I'm sure you wouldn't be as obnoxious as Joe Biden to insist everyone refer to you as Dr. Jesse Kelly. You wouldn't change the name of your show to the Dr. Jesse Kelly Show or have your honorary degree hang on the wall. We all know you're much too humble for that. At the very least, they could give you some honorary algebra credits so you can finally get your associates. Okay, Chris, could we maybe reach out and inquire? What? An honorary degree. Though Hillsdale has a great reputation, so they're not going to want to give me an honorary one. And then maybe we could display it behind. And I would wear one of those things that doctors wear on their heads and stuff like that. You've like the mirror thing. I don't know what it does. They didn't cover that in my community college. I'm not sure. But maybe reach out if we can. Look, Hillsdale will probably do it. They're already good enough to be offering more than 40 free online courses. Free. No cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. You don't have to pay. Go get educated from Hillsdale. They're amazing classes. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. You might become a doctor like me. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Reminding you, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, and iTunes. Okay, so again, things are going great, and we should be happy and celebrate. But remember, we did the math last night. Very rough community college math from yours truly. That we are dealing with well north of a million committed communists inside the federal government. We've already experienced this, quote, resistance, where they're just trying to not do what they're told. They're trying to not move along. They're trying to not cut this off. They're trying the best they can to be communist subversives like they are. And we are going to run into stumbling blocks. We already got a delay today for a week for Cash Patel. This comes on the heels of the knowledge that the FBI is scrambling internally to get ready for him, giving them another week for it. It's bad. And things like this from Tom Homan. Tom Homan went on Fox News. They were getting ready to raid some apartments where Trende Aragua had made their home. And they came up empty.
They crossed the line of impediment. And that's why I'm working very close, starting this morning, with Department of Justice. And where do they cross that line of impediment? So they may find themselves in a pair of handcuffs very soon. So working with DOJ on that, get some legal guidance on that. I'm not an attorney. I know what SecOps is about. I know what crossing that line is. But getting DOJ back up on that. So it's something we're looking at right now, Harris. We're not going to tolerate it anymore. This is not a game. When we show up these sites, this is a dangerous job for the men and women of ICE and Border Patrol and all the DOJ agencies. To have that type of interference puts our officers at great risk. Not only the officers, it puts the aliens at great risk, because anything can happen when we take our eyes off the goal here. So we're addressing that immediately today. I'm addressing OPSEC today, operational security, how these leaks are happening. We've already identified how this operation got leaked. I'll deal with that today.
Somebody leaked it from within. Somebody inside of somewhere, some government agency, found out that ICE was going to come in and round up a violent prison gang from Venezuela, a prison gang that's holding people hostage and tearing their fingernails out for ransom money. Somebody inside the federal government leaked to them that ICE was coming, and they vacated the premises. Now, this is one raid, and don't get me wrong, Tom Homan is already rounding up all these Trende Aragua types. In fact, there's some Trende Aragua boys heading to Gitmo, from what I understand. Going to be the first residents down there. Enjoy it, fellas. But remember, there will be resistance. The communist does not set aside his religion for any reason whatsoever. They are going to view their role now as resisting everything they can possibly find. Let's do some, let's do a couple voicemails.
Hey, Oracle, just a question. These idiots that are protesting blocking the 101 freeway and the interstate down in L.A., isn't that a federal piece of land there, the interstate? Can't the feds just show up and round everybody up and then check immigration status? And when you throw 1,000 of them out there protesting that are here illegally, maybe they won't be blocking freeways anymore? I don't know. What do you think? Keep up the good work. Later.
I don't hate the idea, as long as it's a federal road. But what you're discussing is most likely state. Remember, there are state highways, and then there's the federal highway system. Those are separate systems. And look, I don't hate the call. I don't hate the voicemail. It's pretty sharp. Look, if we're talking about Highway 10, Highway 45, Highway 90, any one of the highways, the federal highways, I could see them doing it. I don't know. I love the idea. I'm all for it. Sign me up for it in a heartbeat. But, yeah. The problem is with these places like L.A., these places like Denver, like Boston. Boston's mayor came out today again. They're going to charge up to the line of illegality, trying to stop mass deportation, because mass importation of foreign barbarians might be the central plank of Western communism and their goals. It is everything to them. Replacing the patriotic citizen with the unpatriotic foreigner who can be bought for virtually nothing is a central part of the communist plan. If Trump is really going to deport millions of these people, I mean, you're going to watch the entire communist power base completely evaporate into nothing. So there's all this resistance. Speaking of resistance, do you hear this whistleblower from USAID?
And we have what's called a privilege walk as part of the orientation where you are given an identity. Now, I was a Scandinavian woman, and so when they read lines like, you know, I get discriminated against because of government services or people don't like look how I look. So you took a step forward if it applied and if it didn't. And so I ended up near the front, and you know, the indigenous woman.
A privilege walk. This comes back to what we were discussing earlier. Are the Democrats going to be able to adjust in ways they need to adjust? How do you do that when the central part of your religion is oppressor versus oppressed? The white man is naturally privileged. He's naturally an oppressor just by the fact that that's how he was born. So since he's at fault for everything, how do you stop speaking like this?
Like Iowa. Governor Reynolds, let's learn more about the state. Do you know what percentage of Iowans are white and what percentage are black?
Picture this. It's a really weird ham-fisted analogy, but picture this. Picture Hitler's taken over Germany for a few years. Let's say the economy's humming along. He skips the whole invading everyone thing. But you know what the real central plank of Nazism was. Everyone really knows it. It's that the Jews are at fault for everything. You don't like this happened? World War I, we lost it because of the Jews, because of Jewish subversion. You lost your home? It was the Jews, the Jewish bankers, Jewish this, Jew. It was a central part of the Nazi system that the Jews were inherently at fault. Okay, so picture this. I know it's ridiculous to think about, but picture we're a few years into Hitler's reign, and Hitler gets up and says, hey, it's not the Jews. It actually is not the Jews. We're going to stop talking down to the Jews, stop talking badly about the Jews. We Nazis are going to do things differently. What, you're laughing, you're rolling your eyes because of how ridiculous it is. That's a central part of being a Nazi. A central part of the National Socialist Party of Germany is that the Jews are in fact at fault, that they are in control and they are at fault. It is a central part. If the Nazis lose that, then are they even a party anymore? What do you even run on if you're not running on that? It was always a central part of their belief. Back to the modern Democrat Party. Open hatred of white men is central to them. It explains almost everything they do and say. How do you walk away from that? Because you must. That kind of talk. That I love these white boy teens. Hit the white man out of there. That kind of talk has such little appeal now in this country. There was only a very, very brief period of time in the wake of St. George Floyd's death where that kind of talk had any mass appeal at all because the country was kind of drowning in white guilt. But the last little bit of white guilt kind of evaporated during that time. No one wants to hear anti-white hatred. Nobody does. But anti-white hatred is, again, it's a core part of the modern Democrats' belief system. How do they change? I don't know. Eventually they will have to. I don't know. But it's going to be painful. And Relief Factor can't help with that. They can't. What, Chris? They can't. Relief Factor can help with your physical pain, but they can't help ease the pain of changing your party into something else. Now, if you have this back pain, if you have knee pain, muscle pain, the daily pain that grinds you down, physical pain, Relief Factor will be there for you. It supports your body's response to inflammation. Your body is already trying as hard as it can to get rid of that neck pain. Just needs a little help. That's where Relief Factor steps in. It's developed by doctors. It's a daily, 100% drug-free supplement. Builds up in your system, and soon that pain eases, and you might just find it goes away completely. Doesn't that sound freaking lovely? Pain-free. What kind of a life would that be for you? Try it. $19.95 is what it costs to try it. That gets you 3 weeks worth. You don't like it? Doesn't work? Don't order anymore. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before we return tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I'm so freaking excited. That's always a good time. Don't forget to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Doesn't sound like Trump's done with the old tariff threats.
Well, you're asking me a question because I'm sure you didn't hear. Am I going to impose tariffs on the European Union? Do you want the truthful answer, or should I give you a political answer? Absolutely.
He's not playing games with these old tariff things. Jesse, you're such a man. The dishes you bought your wife for Christmas, she probably put them away for a special occasion so they don't get broken. If they're from a boutique shop, that's why you don't see them. Says I can use her name. Her name is Cindy. I want to give you credit, Cindy, because last night, I confronted the wife about the dishes. I walked in. I was all fired up after we talked about it on the radio. And I decided I'm gonna find out what's what. I'm going to find out where these dishes are. I went to a boutique and I ordered, like, they were like $199 dishes. I know, Chris. They were nice. I told you, I bucked up. And I said, where are these dishes? I spent a fortune on these dishes. And she said what Cindy just said to me almost verbatim. She said, yes, I like them, you idiot. Those are for special occasions, so I have them put away. How many sets of dishes do women have hidden other places? When I get dishes, I use dishes. I've only ever had one set of dishes in my entire life. There was no special dishes in the Kelly household. Dear Dr. Jesse, with gigantic hands, your buddy Goldbar Menendez just got 11 years in prison, and you've not said a word. Are we on the right track, or is this just a normal thing for New Jersey? Dude, this is New Jersey. There's a reason I didn't bring this up on the show. New Jersey, very similar to Illinois and probably Louisiana, you're not a politician once you get elected. You're not officially a politician until you've been elected and then end up in prison for doing something horrible and corrupt while you were elected. Not a single person with two brain cells to rub together woke up and read about a New Jersey politician going to prison because they'd received illicit gold bars and said to themselves, wow, I'm stunned. It's New Jersey. Of course you're going to take gold bars. That's part of everything. Burgermaster Jesse, I tried to twist on your recipe. I hope you appreciate because it's acceptably white trash. I pulled out your beloved Chipotle Tabasco sauce and added in powder from one of those 89-cent ranch dip mix packs. Not so much to dry out the meat, but enough to give it a punch of ranch flavor in every bite. His name is Matt. Well, I don't support it, Matt, and I don't support you at all. That sounds disgusting. That said, those little packets, be on the lookout for this from now on, because my old man, rest in peace, Dad, my old man used to love Vidalia onions. He was a Vidalia onion freak. You've heard of Vidalia onions, Chris? Chris, what's wrong with you? Corey? Oh, Corey doesn't like onions. You know what? You guys both suck. Anyway, my dad loved Vidalia onions. They're wonderful. I think there's only special seasons. And whenever they would come out, we'd go down to the grocery store and we'd get some. And in our grocery store, it was in Montana. I think it was Safeway. But Safeway's national. They should have it everywhere. In Safeway, they had these little packets in the onion section that were for onion rings, homemade onion rings. They didn't cost anything. When I was a kid, it was something like 25 cents. They were basically nothing. They made the best freaking homemade onion rings you've ever had in your life. Fresh Vidalia onions, onion ring stuff. Gosh, I miss him. But that's why Legacy Box is hooking me up. Legacy Box has done something for me, and I will be forever grateful for them. I didn't have a lot of my dad digitally, meaning on digital phone videos and pictures. I have some, but not many. Most of the memories with my dad were hunting or vacation or skinning a deer or something like that. It's all hard copy pictures. Well, I want to look at that stuff right now during the commercial break when I'm thinking about my dad. I want to look it up. So what do? I go to Legacy Box where they digitize all that stuff for me. You have VHS tapes, old, you know, family home videos, baby books, wedding albums, grandpa's old World War II picture. You need to get that stuff in a Legacy Box and ship it to them. They'll ship it back to you, but they'll also digitize all of it for you so you have it forever. That stuff should be on your phone. It should be on a thumb drive. It should be on your iPad. That's what Legacy Box will do for you. You save 50%. You buy the box now. You send it to them whenever. There's no time limit. But buy the box when you can save 50%. Legacybox.com/Jesse. Save those memories on to something that lasts. All right. The pictures will fade. Water and time will get them. Digital lasts. Just go get that. All right. All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Russia's biggest oil firm accused of putting call girls on retainer. Man, you can't even find an American company to give you health insurance. Trump announces DOJ task force to eradicate anti-Christian bias. Ah, he did. Pam Bondi's all over that. I hope she digs into it. I would prefer if we didn't have a female pastor in charge of the Faith Council of the White House, but it is what it is. Cocaine is no worse than whiskey and would be sold like wine if legalized worldwide, according to Colombia's president. Gosh, Colombia sounds amazing. More proof, U.S. aid care packages are found with Hezbollah weapons in Lebanon. You think this U.S. aid story is about done? As we peel back layers and layers and layers of this onion, like a Vidalia onion, we continue to find it gets worse and worse and worse. And worse, and I'm just going to warn you right now, tomorrow you're going to wake up and you're going to grab the newspaper or whatever digital newspaper you grab, and you're going to read about even more horrible things tomorrow. America's communists really have been using our money for communist revolutions all around the world, including here. Iran's Revolutionary Guards unveil the first drone carrier in the Gulf. Iran's doing a bunch of this muscle flexing, show of force stuff to try to show Trump they're not afraid. This is all about negotiating tactics because Trump has already said, you're not allowed to have a nuclear weapon. I'm not going to let you have it. So they're all just, right now, everyone's puffing their chest out, trying to get a better deal in the coming negotiations. No one's worried about Iran's drone carrier. Obama isn't here anymore. They're not going to take the Navy hostage. AG Pam Bondi orders the DOJ to pause all funding for sanctuary cities. It's good that she's doing it. I won't act like it's that significant. You know, you pause all funding for New York City. Is it going to hurt New York City in some way? Sure. But you know how this works. They'll find a way to trim services for this group that won't get too mad and that group that won't get too mad. It's not going to stop them from doing all the things they're doing. Oh, look at this. Iran ready for new Trump talks, and ending the nuclear program is achievable, they say. So of course, they'll come up with a deal shortly. The deal from me is I'll be back tomorrow to do this again for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.